It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. Again, if this is your first time, we thank you for doing so. Please hit that subscribe button. If you're a repeat offender, you know the drill. Make sure that you're subscribed and tell as many people as possible so that they can hit the subscribe button so that we can get you, you know, more B-Team swag and have better retirement money, because right now I think we're up to a whopping $15. So please spread the word. We do appreciate it. This week, we're taking a look at our top five memorable moments from 2021 as we get ready for the new year. And in a nutshell, yesterday we kicked it off with the family. Number two today on the top five, the weather here in Mississippi, because I have lived in Florida, which has crazy weather. I have lived in California, which has earthquakes and crazy weather. I have never experienced anything like Mississippi. And when I tell you, the weather here is different. The weather here is different, is it not?
That's the truth.
You can do weather in most places and talk about weather, and it's just one way or another. Weather in Mississippi is never the same. And when you go back and you take a look at the way it started off, as far as 2021, we had the snow.
Snow and ice.
Yes. And then we got really hit with the snow and ice around Valentine's Day. That was probably...
I forgot. Yeah, we had it twice. Because we were making the... We made the snow man in the front yard.
Yeah, and you said that was, what, January 11th?
Yep.
And then we had the snow and ice. I call it the whiteout. You can't call it a blackout. Everything just stopped. And luckily for us, we have not one but two incredible emergency management directors like Tommy Malone and Danny Townsend, who are always there for us.
Just got off the conference call. I'm out here on 19 North, headed over toward West right now. Road right at the moment's just wet. It's, you know, not any issues. I'm going to see what this big Black River Bridge looks like.
Okay, so were you on the conference call with, like, other EMS directors from around the area, or what was that about?
Yeah, that was a National Weather Service. Had a conference call this morning. They're expecting another 1 to 3 inches, but it seemed to be a little more concerned about black ice maybe, you know, tonight. It's going to warm up in the daytime, and we're probably going to have some melting, so it depends on, you know, there'll be some wet spots, you know, probably in shady places and all, and they may turn to black ice, so people still need to be cautious maybe tonight. But Big Black River Bridge looks good over here at West. Looks like they put a little slag on it, looks like, but not any ice or anything on it.
Okay, yeah, I knew when I came in right there, the railroad tracks in front of Pilots. It was a little slippery right there when I came through. But other than that, I didn't see too much.
Yeah. I think the ground temperature is going to be warm enough that the highways are not going to give us much problems, you know, this morning, unless something drastically changes.
You cannot thank people enough like that who will take the time to go out and make sure the bridges are okay and everything else. And then, of course, as we're wrapping up the year this coming Sunday, it's going to be pretty crazy as well. Possibilities of some snow coming up next week. Is that right? Sunday?
Wintry mix of precipitation.
Yes.
That kind of drops it down. The further north you go, you know, the better chance you have. You know, the 30-40% chance here on Sunday.
When we come back, as we take a look at the weather for 2021, as far as the craziness of it, one of our favorite people in the world is Patrick Ellis, who was always there for us, and we're going to share one of our favorite moments from Patrick Ellis as far as his history is concerned when we take a look at the what was the forecast for that day? Farts and toots?
Oh, yeah.
All that's coming up right here on the B-Team Podcast.
At First Alert Radar this evening, we do have some returns on the radar, but looking at the observations down in Natchez and some of the cameras down there, it's not actually hitting the ground. What's happening is that a lot of this moisture right now is getting eaten up by the dry air. Look at the dew point in the area right now. Right now, dew point's in the 20s and near 30 degrees across central Mississippi. Well, hey there.
I don't know what's going on, but Zane doesn't know. Are you crazy sure?
Well, we've got a little bit of interesting things going on right now. Take a look at what's going on right now. You want to point out the weather right now?
Yeah, there were farts everywhere and toots. It's crazy.
I don't care how many times I see that. That is still one of the funniest things I've ever seen. It's the B-Team Podcast. And, of course, we're doing our five favorite moments, memorable moments of 2021. That didn't happen in 20. When did that happen?
2016. 2017, something like that. I think me and Waverly, we went out in 2017 because she worked at the station at WLBT.
Yeah.
And on our couple of our dates, she was talking about the kid and everything. So it had to be before 2017.
Yeah. Now, you've told this story a gazillion times, but never on the podcast. So if people are listening for the first time, explain first and foremost who Patrick is and how you know him. And then the little kid.
Patrick is a meteorologist at WLBT Channel 3 in Jackson. It's an NBC affiliate. And he's really good. I know him from I was friends with a lot of the Jackson media personalities. Just got to know him through Twitter and then through, you know, events like, you know, awards and stuff. So I got to know him, and it's a good guy. Well, he's a friend. And this happened, like I said, 2016, 2017. There was some kid on set. I think he's autistic or some kind of on the spectrum, something like that.
Right.
But he was on set, and apparently the person that was watching him just kind of got away. Right. You know, Patrick is doing his forecast. The kid come in and says that there's forecast for farts and toots.
Everywhere. Farts everywhere.
Farts and toots everywhere. And then pretty sure he ripped one on Patrick there because he kind of throws one his way. And then Waverly, the girl that I had dated from the station, she said, I guess it was the kid's mom or dad or somebody gets him over there and just starts laying into him.
Oh my
like
God.
After that, so it's like we're trying to do our newscast and they're just giving it to the kid over there on the side. But Patrick, he handled it about as well as you could have.
Oh yeah, and you said, if you can get him flustered, you're doing something.
And that clip made it to Saturday Night Live. I'm pretty sure it made it to the Weekend Update, and it was on it was everywhere.
Oh my God, poor Patrick. But Patrick, of course, was always there for us during 2021 with regards to the frost, the freeze, the snow, and, of course, Hurricane Ida.
When we look back at a couple of weeks ago, we had a little bit of snow. People were like, oh, well, we had a little bit of snow. That's nice, okay? The roads were okay. We didn't have many power problems. We don't really start seeing those types of issues in our situation until you go back 10, 15 years. I mean, it's been a while since we've seen not just this, but also the cold that's coming along with it. So look at the forecast. I mean, you know, this is going to be more so a freezing rain and sleet scenario. We've already seen that, obviously, from Sunday. This is going to do it again during the day Monday. So, I mean, all day long, all the way through the morning into the afternoon hours, it should start to taper off sometime around dinner time. But we're still looking at the possibility of a quarter to a half an inch of ice accretion, which that means freezing rain that is attaching itself to items, say tree branches, say power lines. That doesn't sound like a lot. You know, when we talk about a quarter inch to a half an inch of rainfall, it's like, oh, that's no biggie. A quarter of an inch to a half an inch of ice accretion, though, it is so heavy on those trees and power lines. I mean, you're going to have trees sagging. You're going to have power lines sagging. You're going to have power outages. And you may have issues where trees snapping because of the weight of the ice. Now, we want to hope that this becomes more of a sleet situation because sleet does not hold itself onto those items. So if we can have more sleet, there will be less of a problem from trees breaking and power lines breaking. But if it's more ice, if it's more freezing rain, which is just rain falling and freezing on contact, that is going to be a major problem.
So we make it through not one, but two freezes and snowfalls, and then Hurricane Ida. And as always, Patrick was right there for us.
It's going to be a long day, I think, for us across the area because the storm is now lifting northward across the state of Mississippi. And, of course, it'll be in its unraveling phase. Of course, far enough away that it's not gaining any more strength, but obviously still having to spin down. So a lot of rain on the way, and not only that, gusty winds. We're talking around Kosciuszko and Carthage and up around Philadelphia. We're talking, you know, maybe 40,
50-mile-per-hour wind gusts, not out of the realm of possibility. And then on top of that, you've got, because you're being on the eastern side of the center of circulation, more than likely still having to deal with some tornado potential. So that's going to be something that's going to go throughout the day. It's not just going to be, you know, one fell swoop when it comes down to, you know, it comes in here for a couple of hours. It's probably going to last for the entire day and possibly for a good chunk of the evening hours as the storm works its way farther northward.
I'll say this about Hurricane Ida. Yes, it was not what we expected it to be, but that storm came before, what, 2 days before the big microburst that caused some major damage.
It came on Monday because we were up here most of the day on Sunday getting ready for Ida to come through Sunday night into Monday morning.
Right.
And then it never really, it just rained, you know. I mean, it was a lot of rain, and it was kind of windy, but I mean, it wasn't like a big deal.
No.
But it was just a lot of rain.
But that storm sparked one of the greatest conversations and topics of discussion on the radio station when the old man stopped me at the gas station and says, "Hey, you're that BMO dude, aren't you?" "Yeah." "Yeah, you're up there with Brett?" "Yeah." "Why don't y'all stick to being radio personalities and let the meteorologists be meteorologists? Because I bought all this food, I bought all these supplies, and nothing happened." And I remember looking at him like, so let me get this straight. You're mad and ticked off because
the power didn't go out.
The power didn't go out and nothing happened. Well, he spoke too soon because 2 days later, everything stopped and changed around Kosciuszko.
Yeah. I mean, that was bad because, like, we didn't have any internet for a few hours. I mean, that little microburst nonsense knocked out everything.
Yeah. I mean, it snapped the flagpole.
Flagpole at the library.
It toppled bricks down at the
Strand
Theater. Yeah. And then, of course, it knocked down trees here on the property adjacent to ours, which hit some guide wires and toppled 324 feet of tower.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry, jerk face.
Yeah.
It's not our fault you bought everything and it didn't, you know. We didn't go out there and, like, have a gun to your back, like, go buy extra toilet paper. Go buy all the milk. Right? We just present the facts.
Yeah. I find it very entertaining that people who have been born and raised here react the way that they do during storms.
You know the weather in Mississippi? You know,
it's crazy, but I mean, you should know how it is if you've lived here.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, the uncertainty of things, because it literally can go from this to that like that.
Yeah, you think it's going to be the worst storm ever, and it's sunny all day. And then they'll be like, oh, we might have a little bit of a dust up for about 5 minutes this afternoon. And that little 5 minutes is like Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah, hell on earth. It's the B-Team Podcast.
When the storm hits home. Sunny and 87 today, clear and 63 tonight, sunny and 86 Friday. Your complete forecast is coming up in the MaxSouth Broadband News and Weather Center. I'm Chris Davis. Here's what's trending.
I was in my office when I heard thunder and sudden heavy rain. Then I heard what I thought was a really loud crack of thunder. I heard an extremely loud noise and felt the building shake.
Boswell Media employee Ashley Davis.
I still didn't know what happened, so I went around inside the building trying to figure it out. I saw a line hanging in front of the building and some damaged wood from the roof outside of the window, so I knew something had fallen onto the radio station.
What it was the radio tower. A tree had fallen on one of the guy wires, and the tower came crashing down on the building.
And that's what it sounded like. September 1st, it is the B-Team Podcast as Brother Breck joining me. Now, Ms. Ashley, you were here when the tower came down.
Yes, I was. All by my lonesome.
I was going to say, that had to be trippy.
It was kind of scary.
Now, being here to watch it go back up, what's that feel like?
Oh, much better than noticing that it fell on the building while I was inside.
I will never forget that as long as I live. The first thing that came to my mind, because I was calling Melissa. And I was talking about the bricks at the theater. And about the same time that I looked towards the station, she said, "Did you hear?" And I said, "I'll meet you there. Where's Ashley?"
Uh-huh.
Someone I know who is equally ecstatic about this tower coming up today is CEO Johnny Boswell. And Johnny, thank you for taking the time to join us today. When are we expecting the tower to be up?
We'll be done by the end of the year. And, you know, when you have a situation like this, you get yourself to a permanent temporary situation, if that's such a thing. And that's what we did so that we could evaluate what we wanted to do with a new tower. So we have a tower that's, you know, has higher wind rating. We're going to reconfigure things a little bit different and use this transition as a way to give us, you know, more capability than we had before.
Now, with regards to the age of the tower that was here previously, it was not that old, correct?
In the tower world, it was not really that old of a tower. It was built in 1985, and I tell people, I said, you know, reference, you got television towers in Jackson that have been up since the 50s, you know, and they're still in great shape. So towers are like tall buildings, you know, they can stay there, you know, quite the length of time.
I had the opportunity this morning, as did everybody, to watch the crane begin to lift the first section onto the base. And with that, it gave me an opportunity to catch up with an old friend, Shannon, who was part of the lift crew. Shannon, of course, is a friend of Emily White's. And I asked him, with the first section's placement on the base, what was the next step?
So we're going to tighten up the guy wires and plumb this a little bit. And if we can attempt it today, he's got a high enough jib. We think we could stack the next 40 feet on top of it, get 100 feet up today.
And that they did with a little cooperation from Mother Nature. And in Mississippi, cooperation from Mother Nature is everything. That's going to wrap it up for this special edition of the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much again for tuning in. When it comes to weather in central Mississippi, make sure you go to kix96news.com, breezynews.com, or cruising98news.com for the latest up-to-date weather. That's going to wrap it up for this edition. For Brother Breck, I'm Brian Montgomery. We'll see you next time on the B-Team Podcast.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kix96news.com.
To become a sponsor, the viewers and guests on the show, or for more information, contact them at bteampodcastms@gmail.com.